Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
I was just bitching 327 hours in a studio with you.
Yeah, it's a long
plus
time.
Plus additional time spent.
It's a good thing
together.
They bring food in from time to time for us.
It's bad. We've got a packed studio today.
It is.
Yeah, we have the founding members of the Second Amendment Women Club, the SOAR group. We have Sandy and Sherry. Hello, hello.
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 And riding shotgun with them is one of their early members, is Jen. Hey, Jen.
Hey.
How's everything?
Good.
You better start talking, because when we're off the microphone, you never shut up. So you better start talking now.
Now?
Yes. Yeah. Before we get into it, first of all, a happy Labor Day to everyone out there. And also what I'd like to say is, you know, what happened in Houston is of epic/biblical proportions. And I made a post on social media the other day. I took a few $100 that I was going to buy something stupid on, and instead I made a donation to a local charity down in Houston. And then, of course, somebody posts a few minutes later all the displaced animals in crates soaking wet.
Right.
So I made another substantial donation to the local animal shelter down there. And for a lot of you, you know this, a lot don't, but Winston, his mom was found roaming the streets of New Orleans after Katrina, which will be 12 years soon, and she gave a litter of 8, and, you know, I got him, and he ruined my life after that. Almost 12, February will be 12 years. He was three and a half months old. So what's going on down there is horrible. My brother lives in Houston, hasn't been able to leave about a six-block perimeter from his house to go to work, to go shopping, to do anything. So people are hurting out there, and it's kind of nice to see the unification across the country. Of course, the mainstream media is only worried about Melania's shoes and her baseball cap and everything, but I'm not too worried about that. I'm worried about proud Americans banding together and helping each other out. So find a local charity and, you know, send a few bucks. Even if you send $10, if 1,000 listeners send $10,
exactly, right.
It's substantial. Something. People are losing everything.
And they need things like, you know, diapers and baby wipes and children's shoes. I mean, they imagine, you know, if you've never been in a situation where water comes in, in minutes, it goes from just, oh, wow, there's a little bit of water at the door to you can't get out of the door. And it happens that fast. So you're not thinking about taking your toothbrush and your baby wipes and your and kids' shoes with you. You're just trying to get out of the house.
Yeah, it's horrible. So and our learning segment at the end, the ladies are going to chime in and give us their insight on if a disaster was to hit here or a potential disaster. I want to hear a woman's perspective as we proceed. And with that being said, Sherry, Sandy, and Jen, and of course we have my Sandy. So we got a nice full house here. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the SOAR group. You had an event the other night. I missed it. I had to go to a Rubber Chicken fundraiser, I think. What was it last night?
Monday.
Monday. Where was I Monday? Oh, Monday I had to go to a car dealership. Okay, continue. Sorry. So what's going on, guys?
What'd you do Tuesday morning?
Please. My life is a whirlwind of shit. That's all I want to say, all right? It's a whirlwind of shit. Okay, go ahead.
We had our meetup on Monday night. We have them every month, very well-attended events even throughout the summer, although we've had fewer of our bigger events during the summer due to people being away. We've definitely get a decent group that come every month, I would say, right, Jen? You're usually there. And additionally, we're getting between one and five new shooters still every month, which is fantastic.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The word of mouth is out there. People hear about it. They're tagging their friends on Facebook, and then I say, always let me know if you're a new shooter before you come. And, you know, they're letting me know, and they're coming a little bit early, and they're learning a little bit in the classroom first, and they're just having a fantastic time. And people that came Monday night, Jen, the one woman's bringing her daughter, she messaged me after.
Oh, did she?
Her son, I'm sorry, her son either one or the other, and I told her about your kids. So,
yeah,
that's really great.
Dorothy still likes to shoot. Katrina, not so much.
Now, you've been bringing your daughters here, Jen, since we opened, since the SOAR group started. We started hosting the SOAR group at the Woodland Park Range, correct?
Yes.
It's approaching 5 years in April. So how old are the girls now?
They are 11 and 12.
So they were 6 and 7.
When they started hanging out here, at least.
And you always bring you have that live-in au pair, the babysitter. What's his name?
George.
Her husband. When the girls were too young to go into the range, Jen would go with the ladies, and he'd hang out in the classroom with them, you know, babysitting.
You mean like they were doing their math summer work on Monday?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's
so
very nice.
Thank God for George. So we welcome everybody here. You mm-hmm. see that. So go ahead. I'm going to let you guys talk a little bit. I'm online. I'm trading pork bellies and securities.
Don't tell Dorothy you're trading pork bellies. She'll want them all.
I like pork rinds. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I just saw Charlie in the hallway, and we're going to be planning another one of our gun cleaning events. We have a bunch of new people that are coming in, new people that are getting their FID card and purchasing firearms. So it's really fantastic. I always like to thank you for giving us that benefit of having that free class for our members, because it's just great. The women appreciate it so much. I know, Jen, you've brought a couple of your firearms to those events.
All of them, actually.
Oh, great.
And Dorothy even learned how to clean the Ruger that she uses. She did that the last one that we came to.
My Charlie and Kevin, they've been fantastic. They'll
great.
Just go through the guns, you know, take your time. They even let you take a video, pictures, whatever, so you don't have to go to YouTube and find out how to clean your firearm. And it's one of our most loved events by our members, because it's just so informational, and the fact that it can be done at really no cost to them if they're members of our club, which only costs $25 a year.
$25 a year.
Wow.
Great little gift membership. I want to revisit our Spartan race. I have something to announce.
Oh,
so.
You're not going to do that again?
No, I got my medal.
Oh, okay.
Once was enough.
I know, I'm not.
I'm not stupid.
It's going to tie you up.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important, since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville, one on New Road in Parsippany. Ron has a meeting room that can hold 70 people. He has almost 100 furnished private offices with answering mail, receiving, forwarding, billing, kitchen areas, all the high-tech electronics devices for as little as $58 a month. I have a request. Ron, if you and Annette can break your embrace for 10 minutes... And you could respond to Sandra. They're looking to reserve the 70-person room for what? What do you guys need it for?
Halloween.
Ron listens to the show every week.
Don't they make telephones for this?
This week I'm not going to bring up when you're going to set a date. I'm not going to bring that up this week when you're going to get married. But I will bring up that they need you to reach out to them for Halloween, Ron. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. If you haven't seen them, check them out. Ron is always gracious enough to donate his meeting rooms for Second Amendment groups like the SAW group. With that said, 2 years ago, we ran a Spartan race. It was 2 years ago, right?
We ran,
it wasn't last year.
Was it 3 years ago, wasn't it?
No, 2 years.
Okay.
It came up on my Facebook memories. So we had over 100 people. Last week, 9 of my employees ran it. We printed the same shirts for them, and they all finished. So,
that's great.
Yeah, they wanted me to compete. I was like, no.
No.
I'm good. We all almost died. Sandra had tubes hanging out of her when she went. They took her out of the ICU, and she ran the Spartan race and put her back in the ICU the next day. Am I pretty close to that?
I did have a kidney stent in.
I know. I know. But her significant other carried her a lot of the way, and her whole group. They had the little SAW mafia group hanging out in the back. Am I right?
Yes, yeah. And he actually got staph from rope burn and was in the hospital 3 weeks after.
Listen,
the
race. I will never do one of those again. He got staph. Chris Ames broke his ankle. One of our other members tore a bicep muscle, and I couldn't walk upright for 4 months. What about you? What about you, Sherry? Anything to complain about there?
No, just some bumps and bruises. I was mostly just happy because I'm afraid of heights. So the fact that I got through all those was pretty incredible.
When you
for
get
me.
Home and take a shower, and then you wake up the next morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're like, what happened? Like, exactly. why is that thigh purple? Why is that glute black and blue? Why is that toe swollen? It was, anyway.
Do you know, like, a couple of our guys, that really kicked off their road to fitness. You look at Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul Ramage
and Darren Marquette. Darren is a trainer now.
Yeah.
These guys really found a new way, and they're always getting fit, get healthy, getting off mm-hmm. their ass. So it's it's good. I think a lot of
Paul was the caboose, and we stayed with him. Yes. And now he'd run circles around any of us.
Yeah. So it's a good thing that we did it. But I'm good. I'm retired. I got my medal. And when people ask me if you want to run one, I show them my medal, and I go, I did it already. It's your turn, bitches. So I'm not doing it anymore. So, Ron, please reach out. And guys and girls, everybody listening, Liberty Office Suites, beautiful kick-ass facilities. I've been to both of them. We rent space in the Parsippany office, by the way, on New Road. So check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. So talk to us more, ladies. We're going to talk about this gun range canceling a lawsuit in a second, but talk to me. What else you got shaken? Jen?
What do I have shaken? Getting back to school.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
yay,
it.
Now,
September's traditionally a slow month for the gun range because everybody's mm-hmm. broke from vacations, and now they have to go back to school. And different than when we were in school, you have to buy your kids all of the school supplies now. Mm-hmm. You have to buy, like chalk for the teacher to use on the blackboard and everything.
No, it's not chalk anymore. They use dry erase markers.
Ew.
Dry erase markers.
Because I went to Catholic school. I don't want to tell you how many erasers I clapped and how many blackboards I washed for punishment after school.
Absolutely.
Thousands, okay? So, the traditional...
Now they're not allowed to do that.
I know. Well, I went to Catholic. You see the scars on my hand? This is from getting hit.
We're beating you with the ruler.
Yeah, steel ruler.
I thought you had to kneel on rice or something.
I did that too. I had to kneel on rice and pray the rosary.
All those kids that got COPD from clapping erasers. It's terrible.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
True. Yeah, right.
Wait, I could use that angle because the church got a lot of money.
That's right. Exactly right. There's got to be some sort of angle in that.
I can't wait till the new Range Edition is done. Then you won't need Ron Seuss at Liberty Office Suites. You can have your party here, and we won't invite him or Annette. His dog is welcome, though.
Dogs.
I was going to say, speaking of kids and back to school, when you open the new place, it'll be great because we're getting so many requests for the kids event.
The kids event, yeah.
And I know it's really hard for you guys to book that for us, you know, on a weekend because how busy you are.
Correct. We can't. That's why Tony has his saw groups on a Thursday, and we give you guys weeknights because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's crushing here. You know, it's a good problem to have, but it's a double-edged sword, so... It's not easy, you know.
It's hard for us to book it on a weeknight with is a school night for people, and I understand the issue that you have. So I just want to let everybody know we didn't forget about them. We want to do more of those as soon as we have the space.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
So what other exciting things do you have planned? Talk to us. What's going on?
I have a purple Ruger for sale.
And tell us why.
My 10-year-old daughter wants to be gender fluid neutral. So the extra money that I spent on the Talon version for a purple little Ruger SR22, I have to Cerakote it now.
Now here's my problem. She's how old is she?
Oh, she's 10.
How does she even know this shit? It's from school?
School, YouTube, her friends.
Now when I was
so
10, when we called
gender fluid.
Fluid neutral.
Well, you need to explain that to me. I'm just a scientist, so
I can't explain it to you.
Is.
She's 10. That's what you know.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
that's it. Yeah,
I guess it means she wants and she doesn't want anything to be girlish or boyish. Everything has to be.
It's kind of like in between.
Yeah, shopping for a bike was a hoot.
I can imagine. Wanted, yeah, what do you do?
She wanted something.
You get the bar. You don't get the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna.
This is something that we have to discuss, because this has been one of those things that have puzzled me forever.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the boy's bike have that bar where the girl's bike doesn't have
come
the bar?
Come on.
To teach them a lesson in life.
Other than that.
It should be the other way around.
Oh, because
well,
of
the bars
modesty.
Are down for the skirt. So when
skirt.
You,
to get on and off.
Fits.
Oh.
Because you don't get on a bike like you get on a horse. So your leg's not supposed to go around when you're a girl.
What about
worst
your kilt?
Could yes, exactly. What's the worst that could happen? Is the skirt gets wrinkled?
No.
Versus
for
the
modesty.
You're
when you're pedaling, you'll be...
And for modesty, when you step over the bike so you don't flash a, you know, an X-rated shot.
Or you can ride side saddle.
But what about crushed gonads?
That's nobody cares.
That's a part of life. That's a learning experience.
But so where did your daughter pick this up in school? Where they tell the kids they have choices.
I guess
now?
There's a lot of awareness, and I feel for people that are faced with that sort of thing, but I don't know. I don't see why a 10-year-old has to be explained any type of sexuality. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
We didn't talk about that until we were 14, until we were approaching an age where it would have become an issue.
Right. When you have hormones.
When you have hormones, yeah.
Yes, exactly. No, I don't.
And then
I,
they go away.
I do not envy you.
I don't know.
Raising children.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I'm so glad I'm approaching 57, and my only offspring is a dog who's in his 80s. I'm kind of happy about that because, you know, I'm at this savage point of my life now. I'm going to Rome October 20th to the 29th, by the way.
Wonderful. Very good.
Just so you know. When in Rome, do as the... Romans
do.
Okay.
Do you require a toga before you leave?
No, but I'll wear one. I don't care about that.
Then you have to ride a girl's bike.
I just want to tell you, I'm staying in the La Meridian Visconti, and you know the Romans are a very old culture, and you know we should steal some of that information. And you guys on listening
so
can't
you're,
see
you're,
this,
you're
but why didn't we think
French
of this?
Hotel.
This is a pizza cut open with prosciutto and provolone inside, so it's basically a pizza sandwich. This is in the restaurant next to my hotel.
That can't suck.
I mean, why didn't we invent that?
There's provolone inside.
Yeah, look at it. There's prosciutto and provolone on top, and it's inside of a pizza.
Now you have to eat that with a knife and a fork.
Yeah, watch. I'll be double fisted that. I'll post a picture of that.
Stuart eats regular pizza with a knife and fork.
That's good. Oh, wow. I like that.
That's in the restaurant in my hotel. Gelato ice cream sandwich. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
When I land, it's where I'm going. For many people, walking into a Range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge.
When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
This segment is brought to you by SafeCon, safecon.net, September 23rd, Saturday at the Princeton Marriott. Tickets are $20 a piece. Please go online, buy tickets for friends or family, anybody who's on the fence, safecon.net. He's getting a ton of sponsors, a ton of exhibitors, much more than last year, like Roger from Purely Water and Mike Candido from Jay Moore. I love it. And Dr. Renucci signed on. Safecon.net. John would love if everybody could pre-buy their tickets so he has a count on what to handle for the influx with giveaways and goodie bags and swag. So listen, it's $20 a ticket. Go online today, njsafecon.net. Buy your tickets. Listen, buy double the amount of tickets. If you're going to buy two, buy four. Give them to two on the fence. Gary Allison, my buddy from South Jersey, he went into a few gun stores down in South Jersey to hang up SafeCon brochures. We don't get political down here. We don't want the posters.
Political?
They own gun stores, and Phil Murphy is on our heels, and they don't get political.
Political? What is political about New Jersey SafeCon?
Because we're trying to promote gun ownership, I guess, and they don't want to piss
political?
Off probably Steve Sweeney or anybody else down there. It's horrible that we can't have any solidarity.
What gun stores were they?
Hague's. But I won't. Yeah, Hague's.
But I won't.
I won't say. But it was Hague's.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, just we're got a 5-star review.
We're looking for volunteers for the saw table also.
Here we go. Yes. NJSafeCon.net. The saw, we're going to have, there's a three-segmented table. It's Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range, the Saw Group, and Sandy, who was on from Geiger Brothers the other day with the premium stuff. Oh, my God, how many freaking Sandys are going to be in one booth?
A lot.
John,
should we number them?
Yes.
Sandy 1, 2, 3,
Thing 1,
five.
Thing 2, Thing 3.
John gave us a coupon code for Saw members, so you can email me at sawshootingclub@gmail.com or
so
find me on Facebook.
For tickets.
Yes, you can buy your ticket in advance. You get, I think it's 10% off. Don't quote me, but I think that's what it is. I have the code, And if you're going to volunteer at our table, you can get a free T-shirt. Saw a T-shirt if you don't have one.
Nice. Come on, it'll be fun. Yeah, I'll absolutely. Be in the. I'm on a few panels, but I'll be hanging in the booth a lot of the times, busting chops. Sandy Rita is going to be giving away a lot of goodies. So if you're volunteering in the booth, she's going to have some premium goodies hidden under the table for, like, you know, people that I point out that deserve them, so people don't just walk by and grab them like mints. So if you volunteer, there's a good chance you might end up coming home with some goodies too, and it'll just be nice. I think he's got like 15 or 16 tables already booked. It would be nice to have more, so it's njsafecon.net. Are you guys, anybody talking or presenting or on panels at this point?
Not this year.
Not this year? No, John didn't ask you yet? I guarantee you're going to get asked. Somebody's going to get asked. Right?
We'll see.
Now, who went to both? Did you guys go to both? Who was at both or no?
We went to both, yeah.
You
two priors, yeah.
Yeah. I no, but were you there for both, Sandy?
Yes.
Yeah, you were there both times. Yes. Sherry, you weren't, right?
I was there last year.
For last year,
and,
okay.
And, you know, another thing is it's just a great opportunity to put names and faces together of all the people. We have such a big community on Facebook, and
I'm always that conduit, too, because I come in contact with so many people here. I'm touching Jen's shoulder. She gave me a dirty look. No means no. I know. Stranger danger, whatever. I didn't touch you anywhere that could be covered with a bikini.
Show us on the doll.
Jen, are you going to SafeCon?
It honestly depends on the kids' school schedule right now.
Gotcha. It'd be nice if the kids could go, though. If you take the kids, I'll buy their tickets.
All right.
How's that? How's that for a deal?
Here, look, we'll tell George that right now.
Good. So, you know, Sherry is absolutely right. Like, when I walk around, I'm like, Vin, this is Sandy.
Yeah.
Joe.
Right.
This is what, and they're like, oh, shit, you're from Facebook Media. We got there was a lot of factions the past 2 years that weren't participating in SafeCon that this year ate crow. I won't say their names, Mark Cheeseman, and a few other people that they're going to be there and they're going to be participating and supporting because we all know that we can't allow Murphy to win.
Right.
The NRA is going to be there, gangbusters. What's his name is going to be there. Cam Edwards is going to be there speaking again. The NRA used their mailing list. I got it. Did you get it? The NRA front lays email? I got it this morning.
No.
The NRA allowed Willett to use the mailing list to mail out to the members in New Jersey.
Wow, that's a
first. Scott Bach, ANJRPC, mass emailed it out as well for SafeCon. So it's really, this is the third one. It's really starting to grow. Hopefully the fourth one will be in northern New Jersey. But we all need to be there and support it. So what do you guys are going to be talking about memberships and opportunities down there and what else people can meet and greet at the SAW members.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to have an opportunity. People don't know everyone that doesn't know that we exist. I mean, up here in the north, for sure, everybody's heard of SAW some way or another. We get a lot of women, but it's nice when we go to these events that people at our table, like Jen, people who have been in our club for years, can talk about it. And, you know, sometimes people have women have ideas of what a women's club, I'm using like air quotes, might be, but our club really isn't like that. It's not a caddy club. It's Jen. I mean, you can, and it's nice for them to meet the actual women that come.
I mean, the only problem member would probably be Bernadette, right?
Probably. Yeah. She's team captain for the table, though. So.
Yeah. Okay. She's going to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We had a lot of guys signing up. Women that weren't there the last time. They filled it out, paid a check, and, you know, told them to call. So, you know, I think there's a lot. Just the exposure is really good to let people know that we're out there. And it's nice to see, too, when the guys are like, oh, this would be great for my wife. And they just...
Or my daughter.
Or my daughter, and they just sign them up. And it's the you know, the positive influence there. It's fantastic.
That's what George did to me.
Yeah.
Before I even met any of you guys. And I'm like, really? You know I don't like to hang out with girls.
Oh, that's right. George actually contacted me and said, I'm signing my wife up. I was like, does she know? He's like, no.
No.
You see, now what I find is we put your flyers in our brochures when you give classes. We have the poster right in the hallway outside the main classroom. I find I explain it a lot, you know, because people are like, well, what's this? And I'm like, well, you know, you can get your wife involved, you get your daughter. Oh, that's a great idea. It's sometimes stuff just doesn't sink in or register with people.
Yeah, right.
Like, and a lot of guys don't understand, this is a great angle. My wife doesn't like to shoot, or she doesn't know if she doesn't like to shoot. So what better way to do it than have it start as a, like, it sounds sexist, like a coffee clutch almost. It's like meet with a bunch of women where you're in a room with all women and you're talking about women's angle issues, perception of shooting and the society. Go ahead.
Say, sometimes women will come together to their first event with us, and sometimes they'll come like with their significant, like their husband, and you know, the husband will kind of be standing there a little bit halfway in the door, halfway out the door, and they slowly realize that they don't need their husband there with them.
Yeah,
and
then,
you know, as the months and weeks go on, we get them coming back by themselves, and it's great. I've watched the club grow over the last few years, and, you know, I'm really... Mm-hmm. What would you say, Sandy? I mean, we talk about it a lot.
We turn out women who are no longer embarrassed to go to the range by themselves.
That's what we want.
Even apprehensive.
Yeah. Right. And that's always been a common... Whenever you see a woman at the range, she's with somebody, that, you know, a guy.
Yes.
And our, you know, I call them, what, you know, alumni or whatever, but I see our members that start at shooting with us at the range alone all the time.
Just by themselves, asking other women from
the club who are a little nervous that they'll meet them. So they're mentoring other women, and it's just really great. And just, you definitely advertise for us, and it's fantastic. But this one of the women that came to our event on Monday, she actually, I said, how did you hear about us? Because, you know, sometimes we get requests on Facebook, and you're a little cautious, like, who is this person? How did you find out about us? She actually found us through a Google search.
It's a beautiful thing. Which is just
incredible. Yeah.
I think it's interesting, too, that usually with, you know, husbands and wives, and they belong to a golf club, and, you know, the woman will say, honey, I want to take golf. And he's like, "Whoa," you know, but then when it comes to the shooting community, I find most of the men are like, yes, please teach my wife to shoot, teach my daughter. They want them included. And you don't always see that across, you know, hobbies and stuff.
That's a very good point, too. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Where it's nice to get them involved, but they're getting involved with other women, which is kind of nice.
I mean, it is.
it's a thing that, you know, men have been doing for a long time with shooting, and, you know, it just a way to get away, even for just like a, you know, a guy's day or whatever.
I don't know if it's strategic on their part because they know they can buy more guns without their wife being mad. You know, it might be. But, you know, I find a tremendous amount of support and acceptance among the men in the firearms community. And having participated in a lot of different hobbies, martial arts, photography, it's not typical, and it's really nice.
No, you're right, especially...
Yeah, you're spread pretty thin.
Yeah, even with photography, you're not going to find too many photographers sharing equipment back and forth and just handing a camera.
No, absolutely not.
It's just not...
The sense of community in the firearms community is phenomenal. Everything I do gonna be funky
from now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
750,000 on that one. Hey, just talking about how I saved $750,000 on a cohabitation ruling, but that's a story for another day. Thank God for retired state troopers and surveillance systems and GPSs.
And technology.
And neighbors that let you put cameras in their houses facing the marital residence.
And moving on.
This segment is sponsored by, County Line Firearms, the owner, Tom Wilson, my old neighbor across the street. What a tie-in. County Line Firearms. NJ.com. County Line. Thank you, Tom. County Line Firearms, NJ.com is on Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop by, see Charles at Negron, and tell him we said hi. Support those who support us. Jen, let's talk about this. California. This range was having a ladies' night, and this gentleman is suing, right?
You use the word gentleman?
I have another word for him, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that one.
Last week, Shireen Gamboa tried to catch the Thursday's Nightly Event. Now She Never Will. It's been canceled. I'm disappointed. It's definitely a night to come. Past several years, Riverside Magnum Gun Range held the weekly event, waiving the $12 range fee for women, and firearms instructor John Galetta says the idea was to get more women to learn how to shoot properly, okay? But the owner, Peter Lee, received a letter from Orange County man named Gregory Rolando, who claimed that the waiving the fee for women is a form of discrimination and violation of his civil rights. Oh, throat punches are in order. So he canceled the event because he doesn't want to be sued. So how do you feel about this? I wouldn't give in, by the way.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you can sue me, but I'm not giving in. Sorry. Yeah. But go ahead.
I actually discussed this with my mom just yesterday, and she's like, that's ridiculous. Everywhere does stuff like that.
Of
you know,
course,
be it a club, give ladies' night. Guys don't.
Right.
Guys have to pay a $10 cover.
Correct.
We don't. The car washes do it. $2 off.
Sure. Senior apparently, citizen days.
Yeah. This guy apparently is suing in California other places that do ladies'
he's
events.
He's probably an out-of-work lawyer.
Something to do.
Something to do. You know, he has no practice, and this is what he's doing to try to make money.
You know, one of the things my mom and I talked about was that, okay, you're giving us a little bit of a break. Look at for how many years for doing the same amount of work, we never got equal pay. You want to call it a wash, or should I, you know, should we go and start suing him?
Do you guys want an equal pay? We let you drive. We gave you shoes.
We
let you vote.
Oh, wait, you gave
us
shoes?
Let you work.
What if I didn't wear
shoes?
No, you made me wear shoes. I didn't want to wear shoes.
I mean, what the hell is going on?
The hell is with this?
A man invented the washing machine. What other things could you
And the man in my house
want?
Uses it.
You didn't have to go down to the creek with one of them washboards and that big bar of soap or whatever. They invented the water pump, so you didn't have to fetch water down at the creek and bring it up to the kitchen.
That's what kids were for.
You know, I just described the majority of Muslim countries.
Yes, actually,
I think.
Muslim countries.
Okay, we've caught up.
Yes,
shoom, and women have bypassed us. Listen, I'm more cautious how I speak in front of women than men all the time. We're so receptive to women in our society today. And this bastard, this bastard wants to ruin it for everybody. It's horrible when you think about it. So what you call him, a douche canoe?
Yes.
Okay, good. I like it.
That's very good. I like that.
You know, and it's
my new word of the week.
Good. I'm very glad. You know, it's hard as it is, you know, like we were saying before, men shooting has been a male dominated
hell yeah.
Sport activity, whatever you want to look at it. And it can be really intimidating for some women. Mm-hmm. To even
I think it is
ask.
For almost all women. Almost
you
all.
You
want to
know what the biggest reason? Because I'm speaking generalities. First generation immigrants usually don't hunt, nor do second. You took a third or fourth generation have the hunter mindset, you know, from being in this country a long time. I'm only my grandparents came. I'm third, second generation born here. But what happens is that tended to be all white males. And then the white males that were hunters, white males would open a gun range in a gun shop, and the white males would hang out there. Therefore, minorities would be intimidated, and females would be intimidated.
It became like the general store with a Cracker Barrel.
Correct. But now it's caught up.
Yeah.
Firearms have gone mainstream. Mm-hmm. Nothing makes me feel better. Yeah, it's catching up. Nothing makes me feel better. I've said this story before. Four women in their mid-20s come walking into the range. I'm like, hey, I'm Anthony. Welcome to the family. How'd you find out about it? The one dominant female who stepped forward and go, I came here last week with my fiance. I had such a great time, I convinced my girlfriends to come. Mm-hmm. Bing, bing, no better win than that.
Yeah,
four
absolutely.
Women, no men chaperoning, guarding, assisting, or anything else like that. And then they leave and they post a 5-star review that the place was clean, neat, friendly, just they mentioned people by name. No better win than that. But here's a guy that's, you know, again, this is how the left eats itself, too, because we want to keep pocketing it into these small minorities. Mm-hmm. What if this guy found out about the Tony Simons diversity shoot where it's only minorities that are welcome? Although, It's not. But the, did I say that?
I'm so glad I'm half Cuban.
Okay, you're allowed in.
Only
you're
here,
also,
folks.
You're also short, so that's a minority too.
Right. I am one okay. inch out of special plates.
But what would this person say if he found out that Tony has the diversity shoot? The second is for everyone.
His head would probably explode.
Yeah, exactly.
And he needs a throat punch.
You know, what's interesting about this rise in women's acceptance and women's embracing of the shooting sports is that it makes gun groups, anti-gun groups like Bloomberg's anti-gun group, makes their head explode. They have no, between this and the possibility of reciprocity is driving them out of their minds.
I'm just thinking, if that guy sent me that letter, I would send them a letter back. Not only are women shooting free, but they're all getting free rental guns and T-shirts, too.
Right. Now,
so put that in your lawsuit.
Now yeah, now
put that in your lawsuit,
yeah.
too.
They should charge them full price and donate 100% of the proceeds to, like, breast cancer research or
yes.
something.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be a way around it.
Or douche canoe research. Or, I can say to him, if he has gender reassignment surgery, he's welcome to come that night,
absolutely
too.
Absolutely sure.
How about if he
but
just
we
wears a dress?
Proof.
Right.
No.
Yeah,
he needs full gender reassignment surgery. We need to see proof.
Right. Drop trowel at the front desk.
It's crazy.
Okay,
so
this is wandered off.
Let's talk about New Jersey. Any day now, the AG guidelines are coming out that everybody's going to be able to carry stun guns and tasers in the state of New Jersey. And as of right now, my insiders tell me there's no training requirement, which scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know where to... and I'm laying in the parking lot of Costco, you know?
Wait a minute. Which Costco? Because it depends on if anybody's even going to help me or not.
Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
So,
especially without a quarter for the carriage.
So you're going to be able to carry stun guns. You're going to be able to carry tasers, which is really scary.
That's going to be good.
But, and there's no training requirement at the moment, all right? So I'm just curious from your perspective. Let's hear from the three of you. Let's start with Sherry and work our way down. You going to carry something?
Perhaps.
Well, tasers are huge.
Yeah,
stun gun will be a little easier to carry.
Yeah,
tasers like a huge
anything.
Phaser. You know, they're big. Yeah. They're big tasers that shoot the prongs out.
Yeah.
But what about a stun gun?
Perhaps. I mean,
yeah. A nice million volt.
Yeah.
Half a million
light
volt
up the
one.
Night. Yeah.
Shaped like a cell phone. Not a bad thing to have.
No.
So
no.
Can my wife now go back to the courthouse that confiscated
no.
her?
Oh,
I was
no, because the officer there has that home.
Right. He gave it to
his wife. Wife.
Yes.
Or his daughter.
I mean, like, if that's my option, then yeah, it's definitely a strong consideration for me. I wish I had other options here. But
gun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there were some arguments that say that this might make us harder for us in New Jersey because the legislators will say, well, we gave you stun guns and tasers. You don't need handguns to defend yourself. That's a scary thing to think about.
In New Jersey,
okay,
that could
I hate
very
to
well
have
happen.
To think that yeah, way, too. Yeah. Jen, are you going to carry a stun gun or a taser?
I'd like to. I've wanted one for a long time.
Your daughter's only 6 years away. The age is going to be 18.
Yep.
18 and older to carry stun guns or tasers. What about you, Sandy?
No, I'd rather something to keep somebody at a distance, like pepper spray is my only option, really, but a firearm or pepper spray. A stun gun, well, I guess a taser, you can be far away, but if you miss, if someone has a heavy jacket on,
sure.
I think it's a false sense of security. I don't want somebody in my personal space to the point where I have to tase them.
Absolutely agree.
So I won't be getting one. Plus,
you got to worry about your kids getting their hands on it, too.
I don't have any room in the safe. Yeah, I'd have to lock it up at home. Otherwise, they'd be tasing each other.
Which might not be a bad thing.
I might be tasing them. No.
Right, exactly.
I don't think I'll be investing in one. I'm going to stick to my only option for distance control, which is pepper spray.
Now,
oh
if you're carrying...
Can you imagine if our parents had tasers when we were kids?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We'd have...
We'd all have ticks.
Burn marks. Yeah, ticks. Oh,
Now, tasers and stun guns, if you're going to carry one, if you're also going to carry mace, don't carry mace that has an alcohol-based propellant.
No.
Okay?
No. Or do it then.
Or you could if you want.
You
but,
could, yeah.
You know, because just if saying. You mace them first and then tase them, you're going to have a Roman candle.
Right.
Just so
well, they never
know.
Do it again.
That's right.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I was just going to say that Sandy and I have actually been teaching some more non-gun self-defense classes for women, and we do discuss a lot of the different, like Sandy says, she wants people at a distance. We do discuss a lot of the different options for self-defense that women can have in their toolbox. So I guess this is one option, but, you know, the other options situational awareness and pepper spray and other things that keep people at a distance definitely would be the preferred choice. But it's nice that there is going to be another option. Everybody has to kind of choose what kind of tool they're is going to be their go-to. Sandy teaches Krav Maga in our classes, and definitely
entry level. Try and get them interested in pursuing that avenue.
But when people start learning that, like she says, at close range, they start realizing, hey, I don't really want someone that close to me. Right. And that's what we always hear in the class. People get excited. Oh, I'm going to learn how to, like, you know, kick someone and hurt someone. But as they start learning it and they see that, I really don't want someone that close to me to begin with.
So. If you're using martial arts, it's endgame.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Endgame. Yeah, absolutely right. You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free, expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real, and the advice you get is battle-tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Like last week, Diane pulled back the curtain on the glitch in Obamacare that has caused the silent opioid epidemic that's hooking our aging parents. This week, the story of 72-year-old Charlie McMullen of Manhattan Beach, California. On the morning of May 4th, Charlie entered the hospital for the treatment of a simple stomach ulcer. Little did she know, she would never leave alive. Find out what happened and the systematic cover-up that could be putting your parents' life at risk. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org. And now, with great sadness, back to the show.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
Just so you poor bastards know, we have more fun during the breaks than on the show. just so you know, that's one of the reasons why we don't videotape it, to be honest, because I would be, I'd be wearing orange right now. Yeah. This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com. More than one of us in this room have used Gunsitters in the past. Oh, three of us in this room have used Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and their military division Weapons Guard is also on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza, under me Pancake House and under me Eye Doctor. Go and check out Eric and Vin, and if you need them as a place to store your guns temporarily or long term, right guys? While going through court proceedings or whatever else might be going on, temporary restraining orders, etc., etc., Gunsitters.com is the way to go. If you're in the military and you're being deployed, Weapons Guard will hold your guns for free. Beat that with a stick. So gunsitters.com. All right, last thing, and then we're going to the learning segment. We have an assemblyman in New Jersey, a Democrat, from Passaic and Bergen County in my neck of the woods, Tim Eustace. He introduced legislation aimed at reducing incidents of mass shootings and keeping people safe from violence and intimidation in New Jersey. This is Bill A5195. Are you ready for this?
What's it going to do?
It will prohibit anyone from possessing or carrying a machine gun or assault weapon in public.
Oh, crap.
Now what am I going to do?
What are you going to say, Jen?
Well, there goes taking the kids to school easily and safely.
That's
terrible, I mean,
this is because of recent...
Do I have to remove the turret from my roof now?
Yes. This is because of recent aggressive demonstrations by neo-Nazis and white supremacists. Us in New Jersey are not allowed to carry battlefield weapons. Excuse me, Assemblyman, Artard. We can't carry them. We can't possess them. We can't own them anyway. How about this? You're a lawmaker. You make laws. Before you introduce a law, you should look up previous law. I got an idea. Call Evan Knappen.
Yeah.
And ask him. Run this past him. Call Scott Bach and run this past him. So just so you guys know, we can't carry machine guns and assault weapons in public because he's introducing A5195. So it's coming soon. It's going to hurt us
another
tremendously.
Another era comes to an end.
Yes. Yep. And I was going to carry my Ma Deuce with me everywhere I went, like Rambo with the belt of ammo over my shoulder. Hi, can I get some lifesavers in the 7-Eleven?
So my Lapua is off the table.
You
then.
Can't carry your Lapua.
How am I going to walk the kids to school now?
I don't know.
Jen, he didn't mention anything about Gatling guns.
No,
well,
that'll
come out to the top of the truck.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be Dorothy's job. She'll take care of that.
I love it. I have a letter from Steve Shorter. I have a letter from Gary Roth. I'm going to read them probably next week because I want to talk to you guys. I have three women in the studio. Houston is under siege right now. The looters are out and about and everything. So I have three women here that don't always have a man in the house. Being members of, and founders of the Soil Group, they are not relying on a man anyway. Let's talk a little bit about plans. Jen, what do you do? 5-6 days, no power, you're landlocked in water, your kids. Your husband was visiting his mom in North Dakota, and
you mean
you're
like
alone.
The 11 days we were without power for Sandy?
Yes. Talk to me.
Something like that.
What's your preparedness plan? What are your tips for our listeners?
Well, we have one in place to begin with. We always have food, non-perishable food. Water, we change that out regularly. We didn't have a generator then, we do now, so what we did instead was we used my truck as a generator to run the fridge and freezer.
That's
so
smart.
That I didn't lose.
You had an inverter.
Yeah, we used the inverter, we ran the extension cord upstairs, plugged the TV in for a little while too for the kids. But otherwise, you know, you boil water for dishes and for showers and whatnot. It's just like camping, which we do frequently to begin with. We've also learned to say we were away when this happened. We keep go bags in the car. There's always at least two changes of clothes, an extra pair of shoes, more socks than you think you're going to need, and more underwear than you think you're going to need. And there's a couple of other things in there. We keep granola bars, we keep bottles of water, stuff like that. So if we're not home and you can't get home, we have the ability to then still travel further. The other thing we haven't done, because we didn't restock the car because we were just away, is we keep cash hidden. I love my car. It has hidey holes all over the place. Mercedes is good for that.
You keep cash hidden. It's good to have some cash.
Because
22 ammo, by the way, long rifle ammo is a good cash alternative as well.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of noise. It's heavier.
But you can change
you can
it out.
It
for
it. Yeah.
Now, you guys discuss and talk about this at your soil group meetings, women's perspectives, right? Am I right?
We do. Yeah. And one thing, I mean, I want to talk about go bags too, but one thing to note also is if you are home alone and your husband's firearms are in the house and he's not there, that's why it's a good reason for women to also get their firearms or ID cards in New Jersey.
Without, felony.
Yeah, without going into all the legal stuff. You know, certainly come and talk about it with us at our saw meetups, but it's a lot of women won't go that extra step and get that FID card when they're coming here shooting with their husbands all the time.
Now, now, Sherry, you don't have a man to stand behind and use as a meat shield in an event like this. You just have three kids at home?
Right now I have two. Two are at college.
So let's talk about your situation. So they say it's going to be heavy rain, storm, and it ends up being quadruple of what it was right now. What's your preparedness? You got enough guns and ammo?
I do. I have.
You never have enough ammo. Wrong answer.
Well, you always told me that if I ever had a problem, I should just text you and you would hook me up.
Exactly.
So I don't need any more ammo.
I'll give you a container full. Here, have at it.
Here, have at it.
We'll bill you later. Whatever you didn't use, we'll credit you.
There were times, though, where, you know, when we had that blackout that Jen was talking about, and my ex-husband did live in town, and the kids were with him one night. I didn't have power. He did. I didn't want to leave my house, so I was there by myself. And, you know, I have locks on my bedroom door so that I can lock myself. And, you know, it got dark at 5 o'clock or whatever it was, and I locked myself into my room with everything that I needed.
You got to worry about looters, miscreants, and everything.
Yeah, I was lived in Passaic then, so.
And not only that, but if Sandy and I are the local hoodlums, we know you're alone.
Right.
We know. We're outside on the porch smoking cigarettes, hanging out. We know everybody's schedules and rhythms, you know.
Right.
And it's like, oh, look, she doesn't have the kids. She's here alone. Boom, you know, victim. So, but what about you? What about you, Sandy? Now, you have, 13 kids at home?
I have three. And I'm, you know.
And no man.
No man.
Did they find his body yet?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Lye works very well.
Is it lye or lime?
Lye and black pepper.
And black pepper.
Black pepper.
Yes.
I have critters. Fortunately, you know, the kids, Pete and I, are within a mile of each other, so I'm sure we'd be able to get to each other and support each other, depending on who had the kids when something happened. I keep, and whenever something's in the forecast, I have water bladders that I fill up and whatnot. And I do have a very unique situation because both of my sons... one has autism, one has severe global delay, he doesn't speak. I would never be able to explain to them why YouTube's not working.
Sure.
So, you know, Xanax for me. You know, but it would be, you know, I keep medications on hand.
Very important.
I have a charger that you know, that you can wind up and charge your cell phone. So, you know, I mean, if there's no 4G, that's a problem, but I do try and have stuff offline for them to watch and do, save videos on stuff, because with autism, he will start to, he needs something to do, and I can't give him a coloring book and stuff like that. So I do have a unique set of circumstance. And
but it's not that unique. If our listeners out there, you should think about your situation. Think about it right now. Put yourself in a situation. Boom, Houston hit. Now you got 2 weeks. What are you going to do? Are you really prepared?
Right.
Look at the landscape. Survey your stock. Survey your inventory. What do you got? What's going on? We talk about the gun all the time. The gun is like a fire extinguisher. You want to have it. Hope you never have to use it. But if you have to use it, you're really going to hope it's there.
I'm set in that department. You know, I keep everything stocked up that way. You know, my youngest son doesn't eat solid food. I always have at least 2 weeks of food for him on hand.
You also, guys, you should think about from a female perspective. How you're going to carry, because you can't keep a gun stuffed in your waistband for 2 weeks.
Flash bang all the way.
Right. Yeah, you know, you guys got to think about that, too. And that's something I know they talk about at the SAW group meetings when they get together. But you want to have something on your person accessible, right, Sherry?
Right, and I was also just reminded me that, you know, a lot of people have a number of firearms, but they don't have holsters for all of them.
Correct.
And then sometimes, you know, then you want a specific one, or you want to let someone else in your family use one of them, and that gun doesn't have a holster. I know there was like makeshift holsters after Katrina. People were sharing their firearms to guard their neighborhoods. And that inspired me to make sure I had a holster for every single one of my, even if I wasn't going to use it frequently, I wanted to make sure that at least it was a way to carry everything that I had.
Or a sling for a long gun.
You want a sling for an AR, a sling for a shotgun, whatever long guns you may own, you should have a sling so you can walk around and carry it on your person. Mm-hmm. These are things to think about. You know, you're going to be dealing with kids. They're going to be bored. You know, Jen, your situation's a little different. The girls aren't special needs, right, at the moment? They're high maintenance, but not special needs. But so board games, playing cards, duct tape.
Duct tape. During Sandy, I actually read them one of my favorite children's books every night. They're a little bit easier with that, but they still get antsy.
Yeah, they all do.
Looting starts after 2 days, approximately.
Yeah,
you have to be careful about that.
Point where the society breaks down.
Correct.
I'm right across the bridge from Newark, too, so it's...
And I'm right across the river from Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing to remember is that I've learned is as your kids get older, you have to change your go bags. There's things that you need for little kids. Yeah. And then you look in it and you're like, I don't need baby Tylenol anymore.
Baby socks.
baby socks. And another good tip, I don't know if you have time, that someone had once given me is the temporary tattoos. If you have small children that can't speak, and even for your son, that you get temporary tattoos, the same one for everyone in the family, and you stick them in a place like under their clothes or neck, and then you put one on yourself before you leave the house. So if your kid gets separated from you and you're trying to say there's a lot of child trafficking and stuff like that can happen during an emergency, and you say, look, this is my tattoo, and it matches the one that's on the back of that child's neck, and it's a way
it was
a good tip someone had given me. My kids are older now, but for people with little kids.
And for you pet owners, they're a great first line of defense. Make sure you have enough food and water and medication if your pet. Winston's on 3 prescriptions now, make sure you have enough for that, too. How do we find the SAW group, by the way?
We're sawshootingclub.com.
Email?
And sawshootingclub@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Second Amendment Women Shooting Club -SAW, right?
-SAW.
You can always message me.
You can always message me.
Gun in the garter.
Okay.
We have a whole slew of urban 1 and 2 classes, which almost all the women here have taken. Check this out. Starting November, NRA Instructor and Range Safety Officer classes starting November 3rd, 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. Want to become an NRA instructor? Want to become a certified range safety officer? Email Jimmy at Gun for Hire. Self-defense classes in October and November. Protective pen, protective knife 2, and guess what? Protective cane is back. I'm taking that again. Great. November 26th. I love that class. I've traveled. I walk with an umbrella. I walk with a cane sometimes, dying to use it. So the SOAR group, Second Amendment women meet at the range numerous times. They also use other ranges throughout the state. I can't thank you guys enough for what you do to keep pushing more and more women to get into the shooting sports.
Right back
I'm
at you.
I'm done. You guys want to say goodbye? Say goodbye, Jen.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Sandy.
Goodbye, Sandy.
Say goodbye, Sherry.
Goodbye. Thank you for having us on.
Anytime.